Welcome to Uncover Wealth Radio, episode 142. This is Strategic Chats, episode 2, my weekly Q&A where I answer your questions in relation to your business. You can hop on and join me on Zoom to ask your question face-to-face, or you can tune in to the live stream, which happens on Thursdays at 3 p.m. and ask your questions in the chat. If you want to hop on Zoom with me, then head over to annetteandco.co.uk/strategicchats to register and receive the Zoom link. So let's dive in to episode 2 of Strategic Chats. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Strategic Chats. This is my session that I'm going to be holding every single week where you have the chance to hop on video with me and ask me any questions you might have about your business live on screen. So I am going to start bringing in anyone who is already registered and is hopping on Zoom. I'm going to start bringing them in as well as part of the session. But this is, as I say, your chance to join. Now, if you have not registered for this session, so you have not got the Zoom link and you are not in, you can do that for the next session, which will be next Thursday at 3 p.m. I'm typically holding them on Thursdays at 3 p.m. So you can join me then. Today's was a little later due to a previous appointment I had, but that is what is going to happen. So the link is in the description to this video for you to register for future sessions as well, so that you make sure you're on that email list to receive the details of the link so you can come and join and ask your own question. So I currently have, let's let in who is currently waiting on Zoom. So we currently have Mark, who I've just let in. Hello, Mark. Thank you for hopping on. We have about 10 people registered to attend today. So I'm hoping that some more people come on as well. But of course, Mark, I am glad that you are here too. So it is lovely to have you here. Thank you so much for being here with me as well. I do appreciate that. Absolutely. So since, Mark, you are the first person here, do you have a question that you want to ask? Is there something that you want to share with me and ask of me since you are on just now? Can you hear me, Mark? Are you there? Oh, it looks like your audio might be muted. You're sitting on mute at the moment. Are you there, Mark? I can see that you're, as I say, you look like you're muted at the moment. So do let me know if you are able to hear me, if you're able to see me, all of those good things, because it would be lovely to get your question. I can see we have a few people tuning in as well. If you do have a question this week, you are more than welcome to type those in the comments. What I am going to do is I'm going to speak to anybody who is on live and get their question live first as much as possible. But since this is the first week, we may have some tech teething issues this week. So therefore, if you have any questions that you want to ask of me, anything around financial strategy, anything around business finances, money, profit first, all those kind of good things that I typically speak about, if you have any question specific to your business, I'm happy to answer that. So please do let me know as well. I can see comments as they come in. So please do let me know. Hello, James. Hello, Dylan. Thank you for joining me. Oh, I can see and hear you, but my laptop's frozen. Oh, I am so sorry. That is incredibly annoying. So if you cannot ask your question then, Mark, please do just let me know in the chat, or you can send me a message in any way that you choose to ask that question, since your laptop is frozen. What a terrible shame that is. That's very frustrating in terms of your laptop freezing. Jonathan, if you have a question, please do ask. Michelle is saying, are there additional top-ups? to the initial grants. Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. So Jonathan's back. Wonderful. Wonderful, Jonathan. So do hop on since you are back. So Michelle, in terms of top up for initial grants, so this is Michelle's question in relation to the coronavirus support for businesses, saying, yes, we had some support being given for businesses with premises. Is there any top up to that? Is there anything else being announced with that? So the short answer, Michelle, is no on that one. The initial grants that came out to businesses with premises are as they stand. They've not been increased. They've not been changed. You know, they were initially, of course, announced when we did not know how long we were going to be in lockdown for. We didn't know what that would look like. They have not been changed at all. Now, there are some discretionary grants that are being given for councils to give out at their discretion, but they are not applicable if you've already received a grant for your business as a result of having premises. The other issue with these grants we are hearing is that councils apparently have no idea about them. So people are contacting their councils. This was announced by the government at the beginning of May, around about the 4th or 5th of May, but the councils have no idea that they exist. They have no idea how to administer them, and they have not received funds from central government for them. So that creates a bit of a problem when it comes to asking your local authority for those grants. So that is the problem with that one, unfortunately. And anything on landlords, Michelle is saying. So in terms of anything being announced for people who are renting in terms of their landlords, the short answer again is unfortunately not. However, we do know that there are discussions around some kind of rental furlough. So what that potentially might look like is that the tenant would pay a certain amount of the rent. The landlord would agree to a rent reduction, not a deferment, but a reduction for a set period of time. And where those two don't meet, the government would basically pay the bit in the middle. And that is being discussed at the moment. A similar situation has worked well in other countries for this sort of rental furlough, is what they're terming it. Now, nothing, as I said, has been agreed in the UK, but we know it is under discussion. So it would be great, obviously, if something like this might come in for businesses with premises, particularly with retail space and that kind of thing. That is the sector that they're looking at. So potentially would apply to you, at Michelle, as well. Michelle, for those of you that don't know, has a incredible hairdressing salon, Sheen Hairdressers in Southwest London. So if anyone listening needs to have their hair done after we come out of lockdown and are allowed to do things, then do come out to Southwest London if you live relatively nearby and see Michelle at Sheen Hairdressing. I highly recommend it. I have been there myself, and they have a great service there. So Jonathan is saying, Jonathan's asking, what is the main focus of this session? Jonathan, this is a Q&A session. This is a strategy session. So you can ask strategic questions about your business. Now, how we were hoping this would work, it's not quite how it's panned out, but that's okay. So the main hope was that what would happen is people would register for the session. They would then receive an email to hop on a Zoom call with me. And then the Zoom call itself would be streamed out. So what has happened is not many people have actually hopped on the Zoom link that was sent out via email. That's okay. No one's in trouble for that. That's okay. So what's kind of happened now is that basically now I am doing this Q&A in the chats to get around this this slight technical issue that we are experiencing. So that is, that's kind of where we're sitting just now. Hello, Natalie. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a very long time since we spoke, Natalie. I hope you are well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thard on Periscope, thank you for the super hearts. I do very much appreciate it. Thard is asking about stimulus checks. Stimulus checks apply to the US, unfortunately. Thard, we are in the UK, so no stimulus checks for us. It's a very different system that we now have over here in terms of government support for businesses. So let's see what other questions we have. Ah, interesting. Okay, great question, James. One that I've actually not been asked before, so this is a good one. James is saying, why do some accountants ask for a fee for opening up a limited company from £400 or £500 when it only costs £12.99, £14.99? What would be the benefit of going through an accountant to register a limited company? The short answer, James, is nothing, in all honesty. You know, what you're paying for is somebody's time to fill in the forms when you pay an accountant to set up your limited company. That is pretty much what you're paying for, unless, of course, you are setting up a business with a complex share structure. That might be when you want to use an accountant to do that kind of service. If you're wanting A shares, B shares, different voting rights, those kinds of things, then you may very well want to speak to an accountant about the structural setup and get them to register it because it's a bit more complex. But typically, if you are setting up a standard small limited company, you know, 100 shares, one or two directors, one or two shareholders, there is absolutely no benefit of doing it through an accountant other than it's just less of your time. That's all you'd be paying for in that instance. Typically, if we have, for clients that we have on board, if they want to set up another limited company, or if we're taking a client on who wants to set up a limited company, we actually don't charge clients at all for it. It's part, you know, it's part of the all-in service that we do. So we don't charge anything for clients. But if you're looking to set that up yourself, James, and then there is, you know, there's no harm at all in doing that yourself through one of the services that offer that. In the one that I recommend to people, because it's one that I have used a lot myself, is Companies Made Simple. It's, they make it really simple to set up a limited company. The charges are very, very small. And you can go for their lowest price package, and it is absolutely sufficient. I think it's in that region. I think it's, you know, £15-16, something like that. So that can be a really simple way to do it, nice and easy as well. So thank you for that question. I do appreciate that a lot. Thank you for asking that. So anyone else got any other questions that you want to ask on this session? You are more than welcome. Let me see if I can check the comments to see if I have any more questions that are coming through from you guys. Hello, hello, everyone that is joining. Hello, everyone that's hopping in. Jonathan, if you do have any questions on this session, please do let me know in the comments. And anybody who is listening on Zoom, I can see another couple of people have hopped onto the Zoom session. So anyone who is listening on Zoom, do let me know if you have any questions, and we can unmute you and get you on asking those live in the session as well. If you have anything around financial strategy, business strategy, if you have anything around financials, numbers, all those kinds of things, then I am happy to answer those. We are streaming currently to out to Facebook, Periscope and Twitter, YouTube, and of course into the Uncover Wealth community, my private Facebook group, which if you are not in that community, I highly, highly urge you to join me in there. You can just type Uncover Wealth Community into the search bar in Facebook and find us there as well. So please do join me. Any other questions, anything that anybody else is wanting to ask during this strategy session, please do shout up and let me know. So any questions, I'm here for you if you want to ask them. If you are on Zoom, just shout up if you want to ask a question. And if you are on any of the social media channels, please let me know in the comments if there are any more questions, if there is anything you want me to cover. You are welcome, James. No problem at all. Any questions, please do ask. That is why I am here. As I say, I'm going to be doing these sessions on a weekly basis. So if you have anything that you think of, you can always store them up and come on and ask. I'm happy to take you on to the video so that we can actually have a chat and ask questions backwards and forwards if I need to clarify anything or anything like that. So please do join me with that. I will be putting posts all over my social media pretty much for you to register for that, or you can click the link. If you are on Periscope watching this, you can click the link in my bio and you'll see that there's a button to register for strategic chats during in the future, so that you can get the Zoom link and come on and ask me live as well, which I think will work really well once we've got that bit worked out. At the moment, it's not quite as worked out as I would like it, but that's okay too. So we've got a couple more questions coming in. Oh, no problem at all, Jonathan. I will speak to you later. Justine is saying, when determining your own salary or takings from your business, how much should you be at least paying yourself? It's not too vague at all, Justine. So If you have not read this book, I highly, highly recommend anyone who has not read Profit First to read Profit First. Profit First is basically a cash management strategy, and it's one that I highly, highly believe in. It is a book by Mike Walkowitz, and we are certified Profit First professionals. I have been for over 5 years now, and basically, this will help answer the question, which is why I am sharing that with you. Now, if you want to get a copy of the book, we do actually have a PDF available for you to download. If you head to aneteandco.co.uk/pfbook, you'll be able to get a copy of that. So that's aneteandco.co.uk/pfbook. You can get a copy of the Profit First book, the core chapters, and that will in part answer your question, but I am also going to answer it, Justine, on this session as well. So in terms of how to determine how much money I'm getting, and Michelle saying, read it, everyone. Absolutely, read it. It's a really great book, and helps a lot with business cash management. So in terms of how much you should be taking home and paying yourself, what we say is for businesses up to around about £150,000 worth of annual turnover, so that's going to be a big chunk of small businesses, you want to be taking home yourself, mixture of salaries and dividends, about 50% of your revenue. That is where you want that to be sitting for between zero and £150,000 a year annual revenue. Now, once you get to sort of 150 to about 300, you're going to pull that down slightly. That's going to be 40 to 45%. And then you scale that way. So you scale, as you scale up the turnover bracket, the percentage that you then have available for owner's pay, the percentage decreases. But of course, the overall relative value still increases over time as well, because it's a percentage of revenue. So that's what you want to be aiming for, Justine. And many, many people will say to me, well, how on earth can I take that much home? I've got, it's just not even close to what I'm doing just now. And so if you're in that boat, I highly, highly recommend that you do what I call a money leaks assessment on your business. So a money leak is basically spending that is either one, not 100% necessary to keep the lights on in your business, or two, does not deliver you a positive return. I have an exercise on money leaks, Justine, as well, which you can find either by going to my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel you can find by going to aneteferg.tv. So aneteferg.tv. That will take you to my YouTube channel. And there is a video on there around money leaks. Or you can listen on Uncover Wealth Radio, my podcast, which is available through all podcast players. And that is episode 6 on the podcast. So either place you can listen to how to work out and find money leaks in your business, that will massively help in just being really clear on the spending in your business and potentially freeing up money to enable you to have more for yourself and your own take home as well. So I hope that helps a little bit, Justine. What I also actually want to share whilst I'm speaking about that is that next week, is it next week or the week after? Let me check my dates. It's the week commencing the 25th. So not next week, but the week after. I actually also am running my Wealth Lab, Building Your Implementable Profit Plan. That is going to be running inside the Uncover Wealth community. All of that week, I'm going to be live every day, taking you through step by step how to build out your profit plan in your business. And part of that is looking at how much you take home and managing to get to that number, basically. So working out exactly how your take home is built up and how to get more money out of your business. So if anyone who's listening wants to register for that, you can head to aneteandco.co.uk/TWL, signing for the Wealth Lab. So /TWL and register for that as well. That will also help you with this exercise, Justine, too. So that is also worth checking out as well. So not vague at all. Thank you for asking that question. That is a great question. So Thank you. And Justine's saying she's already reading Profit First anyway. Wonderful. So yeah, if anyone has not read it, I highly recommend it. You can see that I have it at arm's length pretty much all the time. And it's a, you know, it's a method that we highly recommend to people to get on top of and control of the cash in their business. Anybody else got any other questions? Anything that you want to ask, please do let me know in the comments. I do appreciate all the hearts, all the loves, all the thumbs up, wherever you are watching this and whatever method is used. I do very much appreciate it. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you tuning in as well. I appreciate anyone who shares this out very, very much. So thank you so much for doing that. Any other questions? Anybody got anything else that they want to ask? Then please do so. I am here for you to do that. That is exactly why I'm here just now. So, and I have the time set aside to do it. So if anyone does have any other questions, then please do let me know. If you have a question, I am happy to answer that. So please do let me know if you want to come and ask one of those questions. If you have a strategic question, just let me know in the comments or in the chat. If you are on Zoom, I can see that Edwin's hopped on. Hey, Edwin, thank you for joining me. I appreciate you hopping on. If you do have any strategic questions you want me to answer, please do just wave at me, and you can absolutely do that. That's no problem at all. And if anyone has any more questions in the comments, do let me know in there as well, because I would love to answer those. Let me see if I can just check all the comments, all the areas, to make sure that we have covered everything that everyone has asked. I think we have. Was there anything specific that you wanted to ask, Edwin? You just here for the fun?
Yeah, a few things.
Okay, go for it.
Right now, with the kind of Barclays situation.
Yes.
Any advice there on getting around it? So with the bounce back loans,
yes,
they're tied specifically to the bank that you have a business account with, right?
They are, yeah, to all intents and purposes, they are. So in terms of what happens here is, for those of you that are watching and don't know, Barclays have basically had a shocker when it's come to the bounce back loans, and to the point where they've actually now said they are going to give people compensation who have applied and not yet heard anything or not yet received anything. Now, unfortunately, the compensation is to the grand sum of £100, which if you've asked to borrow 50 grand is not, you know, going to do very much, but they have realized that they've had a bit of a shocker. So that's what Edwin, for anyone who's listening, is referring to on this. The loans themselves, primarily you need to apply through the bank that you bank with. Now, HSBC are accepting applications from people who do not bank with them. However, they have not fared much better than Barclays with this. So they've done okay, but they've not done great either. What we are starting to see is some other lenders come on board though. So we expect that the majority of those lenders who are registered already for the CBILS loans will start to move across and offer bounce back loans as well. Now, people like Funding Circle, for example, are offering CBILS loans. So potentially we might get people like that offering the bounce back loans who are not banks, basically, who are fintechs or just general lenders. And in which case, if Barclays are still being very painful, then it might be worth looking at some of those others as they come on. Every 3 or 4 days, we're hearing of new lenders being approved. So if I were you, I would hold fire if you can for a week or so and see what happens in terms of new lenders coming on board, because that's going to be the easiest way to get it. If there are lenders who are coming on board who you don't have to bank with, if you don't have to have an account with already, that's going to be the easiest way for you to do it.
I mean, like while we're waiting for Barclays, is there like a pot of money that is basically running thin? And
no, apparently bounce back loans are going to be fully available until November time. So there's no time limit, and it's not, I know in the US with their loans, they had a situation, didn't they, where it was, we have this pot of money and once it's gone, it's gone. That's not the case in the UK at all. So the UK, this is This is a bottomless pit of loan money at the moment in the UK. Okay. So there is no, there's no sort of immediate panic rush to get in there, ahead of cash disappearing or anything like that. And they have said that the bounce back loans will be open for applications up until November. So there is some time on your side with this application process and that side of things.
Gotcha. Thank you for clarifying.
That's all right. No problem at all. Anything else that you wanted to ask about today, Edwin?
Let me have a think.
Okay.
Some stuff.
Okay. Good stuff. Whilst you have a think, I will mute you and just check to see if we've got anything else in the comments. So let me check the comments side of things and see if we have anybody else in the comments that is asking any questions. I don't think we do. I think that is all the questions. Oh, yeah, go for it, Edwin.
So with the bounce back and the CBILS loan.
CBILS, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you get one and you want to convert to the other, what's
the process?
Yeah, or what are the implications?
So you can, if you've been granted a CBILS loan under £50,000, you can convert that into a bounce back loan. That is because the maximum you can borrow under a bounce back loan is £50,000. For new applications, what they're doing is they're saying, if you've not already started an application process, if you want to borrow between £2,000 and £50,000, you have to go down the bounce back loan route. And if you want to borrow £50,000 or more, you have to go down the CBILS route. So they've split it out now for new applications, but for historic applications, if you had a CBILS loan request in for, say, $40,000, that gets approved. You then say to the bank, I want to switch this into a bounce back loan. They say yes, and then that's done. There's no negative implications from doing that, but that's how it works for loans under $50,000. And then, as I say, going forward now, they're split out anyway. So you wouldn't be able to apply for a CBILS loan if you want to borrow under $50,000 if you've not started the process already.
Gotcha. Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, good. So I think that is us from the questions side of things. I really appreciate everyone tuning in and joining. I can see that we had a number of people watching, which is really awesome. Thank you. For this is the first time that we've been trying to do this in this format. So I do appreciate it. How it's working for everyone is that you can register through the link that I have been sharing, which is annetteandco.co.uk/strategic chat. You can register there and that will send you the Zoom link so you can come on live just like Edwin has and ask any questions that you have in a live setting. So, you know, you can give context around it and that kind of thing as well. So I would love to invite you to register for that so that you can get the Zoom link out and be able to do that on a weekly basis, ongoing. You can ask every single week if you want. There is no restriction on the number of questions that you ask or how frequently you hop on. So I would love to see you. If you mark it in your diaries, it's going to be Thursday at 3 p.m. 3 till 4 each week. So I'll be available for an hour, you know, obviously depending on the number of questions, but I will be available up to an hour to answer people's questions on that. So I do appreciate you tuning in. I hope this has been useful for you and that some of the questions asked, you have been able to help you as well as help the person that asked them as well. So thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. I really appreciate your time. And Edwin, do you have another question before we go? You look like you might.
Yeah, you know me too well.
I do.
I've been noticing on some people's web, on some people's like terms and agreements, they're different. Are there any like things we should look out for, given that there's loads of different lenders lending, which all looks like the government loan, but some of them, like I think it was on TSB's website, they were saying they're not going to offer you the same term conditions about the grace holiday period. I was just wondering if like different lenders are actually going to be offering different terms, even though 80% is backed by the government.
So this will again depend on whether you go for a bounce back loan or a CBILS loan. So the bounce back loans, they are all under the same terms of service, the same terms and conditions. The CBILS loans themselves, the terms are determined by the bank individually. Okay. So that's where you're getting the difference. So with the CBILS loans, you know, well, with any legal agreement, of course, you have to read the terms and conditions Of course, many people don't, but you do, you know, you are agreeing to a loan document, and therefore, you know, making sure that you understand what it means is going to be really important. Making sure that there's no things like repayment penalties or anything like that. There's not with the bounce back loans, but as I say, the CBILS loans determine bank to bank. So making sure that they're not requiring any director's guarantees, making sure that they're not making any early repayment fees or anything like that is going to be important if you're looking at a CBILS loan, just to make sure that you understand. Also things like, are they going to be offering you a payment holiday on capital, or is it just the interest that you're not going to have to pay? What does that look like? So just making sure that you're clear on those types of things is going to be important if you're looking at the CBILS loan.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Awesome. Thank you, Edwin. I do appreciate the question. Great. So let's see if we've got anything else coming through. Not on there. And let's have a look on this side. No, I think we are good. I think we have everything here. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I do appreciate it. Please, please do come and register for next time. It's annetteandco.co.uk/strategic chats. So please, please do. And that's plural, so it's an S in the end. Please do come and register for next time. I would love to have you on here to be able to ask your questions live. It's always nicer to be speaking face to face with people and answering questions that way. So please do join me for that. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. I am going to sign off now. I am back though at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning for my AMs with Annette, which covers the UK business and coronavirus updates that have happened over the last 24 hours. So do tune in for that as well, wherever you are watching. And until then, I will say goodbye. Take care, everyone. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you do like what I share, please do come and subscribe to the podcast, perhaps even leave a review so that other people can find this podcast as well and benefit from everything that I am sharing. Also, if you enjoyed, I would love if you want to take a screenshot of this episode, share it out onto your social media platforms. If you do, please, please do tag me. I'm Annette_Fergs on both Twitter and Instagram. So if you tag me, I can come along, give you a follow, give you a like and some love over there as well. Until next time.